请我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第三十节上一半。
The first part of verse 30.
林前第一章第三十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
But of him are you in Christ Jesus.
我们再看第十五章。
Chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们从四十五节念到第四十九节。
We read from verse 45 to 49.
十五章四十五节。
Chapter 15, verse 45.
经上也是这样记着说：首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
Thus also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul, the last Adam a quickening spirit.
但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先。以后才有属灵的。
But that which is spiritual was not first, but that which is natural, then that which is spiritual.
头一个人是出于土，出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。
The first man out of the earth, made of dust; the second man out of heaven.
那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样；属天的怎样，凡属天的。也就怎样。
Such as he made of dust, such also those made of dust. And such as the heavenly, such also the heavenly.
我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
And as we have borne the image of the one made of dust, we shall bear also the image of the heavenly one.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们一同在这里仰望你。
Lord, we are here looking to you.
因为你的话就是真理。
Because your word is the truth.
真理能叫我们得着自由。
The truth shall make us free.
所以我们仰望你，释放你的话语。
So we look to you to release your word.
叫你的真理能种在我们每一个人的心里面。
That your truth can be planted.In the hearts of every one of us.
好叫我们在你的里面得着自由。
So that we can be set free in you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨我们在这里所交通的乃是在基督里。
In the morning sessions, we are sharing in Christ.
我们昨天早晨已经稍微交通一点，在基督里有些什么。
Yesterday morning, we have shared a little. What is there in Christ?
也可以说，我们交通一点，基督是什么。
In another word, we are sharing a little. What is Christ?
当我们说到基督的时候
，When we talk about Christ,
究竟我们所认识的基督有多少？
And how much is there that the one that we know as Christ?
是不是我们所看见的基督就是一点点的？
Is it that the Christ we see is only that small?
或者我们能看见基督，如同神看见基督一样？
Or we see Christ as God sees Christ?
我想在这里有一个极大的分别。
I think there is a great difference here.
如果神开我们的心眼，叫我们能看见基督，如同神看见基督一样。
If God opens the heart, the eyes of our hearts, so that we see Christ as God sees Christ.
我相信在我们生活的里面要有极大的改变。
I believe there is great change. There's going to be great change in our life.
因为神的话告诉我们说
Because the word of God tells us
神一切的丰富都居住在基督的里面
The fullness of God dwells in Christ.
神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily.
我们没有一个人能完全明白神的丰富。
No one man can fully understand the fullness, the full riches of Christ.
没有一个人能完全地明白神本性一切的丰富。
No one can fully understand the abundance of Godhead.
神本性的丰富就是神他的自己。
The fullness of Godhead is God himself.
所以我们没有办法能测度他的丰富是多丰富的。
Therefore, we cannot measure the fullness of that fullness.
但是所有神本性的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
But all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily.
神是怎样的一位神都居住在基督的里面。
What God is fully dwelling in Christ.
他一切的性情和性格都居住在基督的里面。
All his nature and his characteristics dwell in Christ.
没有一点也减少。
There's not a little bit short.
因为父与子愿为一。
Because the Father and the Son are one.
我们看见不但神本性的丰富都居住在基督的里面。
We see that not only the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ.
我们也看见神他一切的旨意都在基督的里面。
We also see that the full will of God dwells in Christ.
我们可以这样说，除了基督之外，神没有旨意。
We can say that outside of Christ, God has no other will.
我们也看见说，神一切的计划和他的工作都居住在基督的里面。
We also see that the whole counsel and work of God dwells in Christ.
在基督之外，神没有计划，神也没有工作。
Outside of Christ, God has no plan. God has no work.
我们也看见说，神一切的应许都是在基督的里面。
We also see that all the promise of God is in Christ.
如果不是基督的话，神没有应许。
If it's not Christ, God has no promise.
如果不是借着基督的话，没有一个应许能得以完成的。
If it is not through Christ, no promise can be accomplished.
所以这一个就是在基督里面那个丰盛。
So this is the riches in Christ.
神要我们能看见这一个丰盛。
God wants us to see this rich.
好叫我们能起来追求这一位的主。
That we can arise and pursue this Lord.
我们昨天早晨也说过，如果我们在基督之外有所追求的话。
And yesterday morning we also said, if outside of Christ we have something to pursue.
好像我们的基督是不够。
As if our Christ is not adequate.
你就要看见我们就被引到那个错误的里面去。
Then you will see we'll be led into error.
所以我们需要像希伯来书十二章所说的，我们要忘断于基督。
Therefore we should be like what Hebrew chapter 12 tells us, we should look off to Christ.
今天早晨我们愿意再进一步来看在基督里。
This morning we want to move one step further, the question of in Christ.
我们要来看说我们怎样能得以在基督里。
We want to see how can we be in Christ.
我们已经看见在基督里的丰富了。
We have also seen the abundance in Christ.
现在我们要知道怎样能进到这个基督的里面去。
Now we want to see how we can enter into this abundance.
我们需要在这里看说救恩给我们什么。
First, we want to see what salvation has brought us.
救恩究竟叫我们得着什么。
What does salvation cause us to have?
当我们想到救恩的时候，
when we think about salvation,
我想我们立刻就想到我们的罪得着赦免。
We immediately would think about the forgiveness of our sins.
我相信这是救恩里面对于我们来讲是一件很荣耀的事情。
I think this is a very glorious thing to us in this matter of salvation.
当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候，
when we were dead in sins and transgressions,
当我们被罪的重担所压制的时候，
when we were being burdened by sin,
当我们在罪的里面在那里叹息的时候，
when we were sighing in sin,
感谢赞美神，
thank and praise God,
救恩临到我们身上，
salvation comes to us,
主耶稣为我们的罪流了他的宝血，
Lord Jesus shed his blood for our sins,
当我们接受我们主耶稣的时候，
when we received him as our savior,
他的宝血就把我们的罪全部洗清，
his bloodcleanses all our sins,
叫我们里面能得着平安，
so that we can have peace inside,
叫我们真实上好像行走在空中一样，
so that we are like walking in the air.
我想罪得着赦免实在是一件最快乐的事情。
The matter that our sins are forgiven, this indeed is the most happy thing.
这是救恩所给我们的一点。
This is of one point that salvation has given us.
或者我们也想到说，救恩不再不够不足不不不不不单是叫我们罪得着赦免。
And then we think the salvation not only is on that matter that our sins are forgiven.
这个是比较消极的。
And that is the negative side.
我们也看见救恩也做了积极的工作。
We also see that salvation has done positive things.
好像我们弟兄所已经提起的，叫我们能得以称义。
And as our brother has already said, that we can be justified.
本来我们不能、不敢、也不配来到神的面前。
Originally, we were not able, we dare not, we are not qualified to come before God.
因为我们如果到神面前的话，我们必定要被击杀。
Because if we dare to come before God, then we will be smitten to death.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise our God.
因着主耶稣基督的救恩，
because of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ,
他叫我们在神的面前被称为义。
He causes us to be called righteous before God.
好像我们从来也没有犯过罪一样。
As if we had never sinned.
叫我们能坦然无惧来到神的面前。
That we can come to God.In boldness.
我想这一个实在是救恩给我们一个极大的恩典。
And this indeed is the grace from salvation.
我们每一次来到神面前的时候，
Every time we come before God,
不是凭着我们自己，
It is not because of ourselves.
我们每一次来到神面前乃是穿戴了基督。
Every time we come before God, we have put on Christ.
因为基督是我们的义。
Because Christ is our righteousness.
这是救恩所给我们的。
And this is what salvation has given us.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候，
brothers and sisters, sometimes,
如果我们早晨起来的时候，
when we get up in the morning,
我们里面很平安，
we have peace in our inside.
我们来到神的面前，
and we come before God,
好像我们很有胆量，
as if we are bold.
但是到了晚上的时候，
But at night,
经过了一天的生活，
After a day's living,
好像我们有一点软弱，有一点失败。
And then it seems that we have some weakness, we have some failure.
当我们来到神面前的时候，我们里面就有点惧怕。
When we come before God, there's fear inside.
我们不知道我们的神他会不会接纳我们。
We don't know if we are acceptable to God.
我想这是许多基督徒他有的感觉。
And I believe this is the feeling of many Christians.
但是我们要知道这是一个错误。
But we have to know this is wrong.
因为我们来到神的面前不是靠着我们自己的好和坏。
Because we come to God not because of our own goodness or badness.
我们好也不能到神的面前。
When we are good, we cannot come to God.
我们坏也不能到神的面前。
When we are bad, we cannot come to God.
我们今天在神面前有一个地位。
Today we have a position before God.
叫我们能来到他的面前。
That we can come before Him.
不是因为我们自己。
It's not because of ourselves.
因为基督是我们的义。
Because Christ is our righteousness.
弟兄姊妹。
brothers and sisters,
我们可以改变,
we can change.
但是我们的义永远不改变。
But our righteousness never changes.
所以因着他是我们的义。
Because he is our righteousness.
我们随时随刻可以来到神的面前。
We can come to God anytime.
这个实在是个极大的恩典。
And this is a tremendous grace.
救恩给我们带来什么呢?
What does salvation bring us?
救恩叫我们能进到幔内。
It allows us to enter into the veil.
本来在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament time，
我们看见没有人能进到至圣所的里面。
No one can enter the Holy of Holies.
因为神的荣耀在至圣所里面。
Because the glory of God is in the Holy of Holies.
没有一个人配见神的荣耀。
No one is worthy to see the glory of God.
大祭司一年一次。
The great high, the high priest.Come once in a year.
他带着血,
he has to bring blood.
他点着香,
and he has to bring this incense.
他才能到幔子的后面,
then he can enter behind the veil.
在那里为不信赎罪,
and there he atoned for the sins of men.
表明进入至圣所的道路还没有通达,
and that says the way to the Holy of Holies was not open yet.
但是感谢赞美神,
but we thank and praise God.
因着主耶稣在十字架上,
because of our Lord Jesus on Calvary,
他破开他自己的身体,
and he has his body open.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路,
he has opened a new and living way,
叫我们能坦然无惧来到至圣所里面,
so that we can enter into the Holy of Holies,
我们随,
without fear.
我们随时随刻,
that any time,
我们都能靠着主的血,
we can go by the blood of Christ,
因着他的馨香,
and because of his fragrance,
我们能来到神的面前,
we can enter before God,
来亲近神,
and to draw near to him,
来敬拜神,
to worship him,
来瞻仰神的荣美,
to see his beauty.
弟兄姊妹, 这是救恩带给我们极大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace of salvation.
不但是这样,
not only that,
救恩还带给我们什么呢?
What else does salvation bring?
我想, 如果我们要数算的话,
I think if we want to count,
恐怕弟兄姊妹也要住在这里等到明天或者后天了。
Maybe brother and sister, you have to sit here until tomorrow and the day after.
严格的说来, 我们要数算救恩带给我们的。
Strictly speaking, if we want to enumerate whatSalvation has brought us.
我们在永世里面，我们还在那里数算。
And we would be counting until eternity.
所以我想还是等到永世去数算吧。
So I think it's better if we count after at eternity.
因为我们还活在时间的里面。
Because we are still living today in time.
我们还受一点时间的限制。
We are still restricted by time.
弟兄姊妹，救恩带给我们这许许多多的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, salvation has brought us so much grace.
但是这些都不过是现象而已。
But these are just phenomena.
这些还不是它的根源。
And these are not the root.
这些可以说是枝节而已。
These are just branches.
也不是它的根。
They are not the root.
救恩究竟带给我们什么呢?
What does salvation bring us?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见那个救恩所带给我们的那个根源。
Brothers and sisters, we have to see the root that the salvation has given us.
在神的话语里面,
in the word of God,
他总是要我们回到那个源头去。
He always brings us to the source.
如果我们今天所摸着的不过是一件的现象,
if today what we see is only these conditions,
不过是一点的枝节,
and all these branches,
我们得了这一个，我们就失了那一个,
and if we get this and we lose that,
但神总是要把我们带到那个源头里头去,
but God always wants to bring us back to the source,
因为当你被带到源头里去的时候,
because when you are brought to the source,
你就看见这一切都在那个源头的里面,
you see all this is in that source,
你就没有失落任何的一点,
then you have not lost any bit,
所以当神拯救我们的时候,
therefore when God saved us,
当拯救恩临到我们的时候,
when salvation comes upon us,
弟兄姊妹，你知道神做了一件了不得的事情,
brothers and sisters, you know that God has done a tremendous thing,
那件事就是把我们放在基督的里面,
that is that he has put us in Christ,
神把我们放在基督里,
God puts us in Christ,
这一个 是神在救恩里面所给我们做的那一个事情。
And this is what God has done to us in salvation.
很多的时候，我们只知道罪得着赦免的恩典。
Oftentimes, we only know this grace that our sins are forgiven.
我们也许经历一点称义的恩典。
Maybe we also have experienced this sanctification by faith.
我们经历一点能坦然无惧来到神面前的恩典。
And we also have experienced that we can come before the Lord in boldness.
但是我们没有知道说神把我们放在基督的里面。
But we have not known that God has put us in Christ.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
在我们属灵的长进上就发生了难处。
And there's some difficulty in our spiritual growth.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早晨要来看神怎样把我们放在基督的里面。
And this morning, we want to see how God has put us in Christ.
因为这一个是救恩的根源。
Because this is the root, the source of salvation.
我们要知道我们怎样在基督里。
We want to know how we are in Christ.
我想最容易叫我们明白的
I think what is the most easy for us to understand
就是我们要知道我们怎样在亚当里
And that is to know how we were in Adam
我想我们每一个人都有足够的经历
I think all of us have enough experience
所以我们还是要从在亚当里来开始
So I would like to start with being in Adam
在圣经的里面
In the Bible
只有两个人
There are only two men
虽然今天在世界上不知道有千千万万的人
Although today on earth there are just millions and millions of people
在这一个几千年人类的历史上面
Throughout the thousands of years of history of man
我们没有办法计算有多少的人
We cannot count how many people have been there
但是在神的面前只有两个人
But in the eyes of God there are only two people
头一个人名字叫做亚当
The first man named Adam
第二个人名字叫做基督
The second man named Christ
除了这两个人没有第三个人
Besides these two men there is no third
神当时创造人的时候
When God created man
他就用泥土来做成一个人身体的形状
He built the body of man with dust
然后他吹气啊在人的鼻孔的里面
And he breathed air into the nostril of the man
这个人就立刻成了一个幽灵的活魂
Then this man became a living soul
我们知道神的气进到人的里面
We know that the breath of God entered into man
就成了人的灵
That became the spirit of man
因为气和灵在原文里是一个字
Because the spirit and the breath are the same word in the original language.
当神吹气在这一个泥土造成的身体里面的时候
When God breathed air into this body of dust,
人里面就得着了一个灵
Then inside of man, he obtained a spirit.
这是人的灵
This is the spirit of man.
然后灵与体接触的时候
And when the spirit and the body unite,
就产生了一个魂
And then there was this soul
是一个活的魂
It is a living soul
因为我们人就是一个活的魂
Because the man is a living soul
我们外面有一个身体
And outside we have a body
能接触在这个物质界里面的东西
We can come in contact with the material world
我们里面有一个灵
Inside there is a spirit
能接触神因为神是灵
That we can contact God because God is a spirit.
我们里面是一个魂
And inside of us is a soul.
所以我们能记住我们自己
Therefore, we can come in contact with ourselves.
我知道我有这个人
I know that I am.
因为我思想
Because I think.
因为我有意志
Because I have a will.
因为我有我的情感
Because I have my emotions.
这是代表我这一个人
And these represent me.
所以神所造的头一个人乃是有灵的活魂
So the first man that God created is a living soul with a spirit.
为什么神给他一个灵呢？
Why God gave him a spirit?
我们知道动物啊，它有身体，它有魂。
We know that an animal, he has a body, he has soul.
但是只有人为万物之灵。
But only man is the spiritual among all things.
只有人是有灵的。
The only man has a spirit.
因为神创造我们的目的是要我们与他相交。
Because the purpose that God created man is that man can be in communion with God.
要从他那里接受他非受造的生命。
That he can receive an uncreated life from God.
好叫我们在生命的里面与神联合。
So that we can be united to God in life.
这一个是神造人的目的。
And this is the purpose of God creating man.
但是很可惜，
But regrettably,
我们的祖宗亚当他违背了神的命令。
Our forefather Adam, he disobeyed the order of God.
神的话说，你不能吃这一棵知识善恶树的果子。
The word of God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of this tree of love.Of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子你必定死。
Because the day you eat of it, you shall die.
但是亚当吃了这个果子。
But Adam ate the fruit.
他又活了九不多岁。
He lived more than 900 years later.
并且生儿养女。
And he had children.
是不是神的话不兑现呢？
Isn't it that God's word was in vain?
不是的。
No.
因为当他吃那个禁果的时候，
Because the moment he ate of that forbidden fruit,
他的灵向着神就死了。
His spirit is dead toward God.
他与神之间就不能交通了。
He no longer can commune.
虽然他还是一个活的魂，
Although he is still a living soul,
但是他的灵向神已经死了。
But his spirit is dead.
所以今天我们称他为是一个天然的人。
So today we call him a natural man.
什么叫做天然的人呢？
What is a natural man?
你知道在哥林多前书里面第二章说到那个所属气的人。
The 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talks about the man of flesh.
这是我们中文的翻译。
And this is our Chinese translation.
所属气的人。
And the man of flesh.
在原文里头是天然的人。
The original language is the man, the natural man.
天然的人是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by natural man?
就是一个堕落的亚当。
A natural man is a fallen Adam.
他的灵向神已经死了。
His spirit is dead to God.
他今天是活在他的血气的里面。
And he now lives in his own flesh.
他活在那天然的里面。
And he lives in the natural.
所以圣经怎么说呢？
Therefore, the Bible says.
他说一个天然的人不领会属灵的事情。
A natural man cannot understand spiritual things.
因为他认为这些都是愚拙的。
Because he considers these things as foolish.
一个天然的人他不知道属灵的事情。
A natural man cannot understand spiritual things.
他不但不知道，他也不能接受属灵的事情。
Not only he cannot know, he cannot accept it either.
因为他与神是隔绝的。
Because he is cut off from God.
这是第一个人。
And this is the first man.
圣经告诉我们说，第一个人是出于地的。
The Bible tells us the first man came out from the earth.
是从地上出来的。
He came out from the earth.
所以他是属土的。
Therefore, he is of the dust.
换一句话说。
In another word.
他的来源是土，是地。
He came from the earth.
他的性质是土。
His nature is the dust.
所以一个属土的人。
Therefore, it's a person that belongs to the earth.
这一个亚当,
to dust, and this Adam.
他的性情,
his nature.
他的性格,
his characteristics.
他的行为,
and his behavior.
他的生活,
his living.
一切都是在天然的里面。
Everything is in the realm of the natural.
一切都是在土里面。
And everything is in the realm of dust.
一切都是与世界连在一起的。
And everything is connected to the world.
这一个是亚当。
And this is Adam.
这个就是我们的祖宗。
And this is our ancestor.
但是圣经也告诉我们。
But the Bible also tells us.
亚当他不但是一个人。
Adam is not only a man.
亚当也是一个元首。
Adam is also a head. A federal head.
他不但是个个人，
He's not only a man.
他也是一个团体的人。
He's not only an individual. He's also a corporate man.
亚当是一个人。
Adam is indeed a man.
但是他不只是一个个人。
But he's not only an individual.
因为他是第一个人。
Because he is the first man.
他是我们的元首。
And he is the federal head.
所以你就看见说，所有从亚当生的都在亚当的里面。
Therefore, you see, all that is born of Adam is in Adam.
不然的话，你要看见世界上有千千万万无数的人了。
And otherwise, you see, millions and millions of countable people.
但是因为神在那里说，地上只有两个人。
But God said, on earth there are only two men.
亚当
，Adam，
和基督
，and Christ.
所有从亚当生的。
All that was born of Adam
都是在亚当的里面
is in Adam.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当我们生到世界上来的时候
when we were born into this world,
不管今天你姓什么
no matter what your name is,
实在说来你所承受的乃是一直追踪到亚当去
and actually what you have inherited you have traced the source to Adam
我们所有生到世界上的人都是生在亚当的里面
all of us who have born onto this earth we were born in Adam
亚当怎样是属土的
how Adam belonged to the dust
我们也照样是属土的
we belong to dust likewise
亚当的生命是我们的生命
now Adam's life was our life
亚当的性情是我们的性情
Adam's nature was our nature
亚当的性格是我们的性格
Adam's characteristic was our characteristic
亚当的生活是我们的生活
Adam's living is ours too
亚当是一个很大很大的人
Adam was a very great man.
他把我们所有的人都包裹在里面。
He has included all of us in him.
有的人表现亚当的这一部分。
Some represents one aspect of Adam.
有的人表现亚当的那一部分。
Some shows the other aspect.
但是不管你所表现的什么，都是亚当。
But no matter how you show what part of Adam, you are Adam.
你天然的忍耐也是亚当。
Your natural Patience is Adam.
你天然的这个着急也是亚当。
Your natural eagerness is Adam.
所有出于天然的都是亚当。
And all that is from natural is from Adam.
凡是亚当所是的，就是你所是的。
What Adam is, you are.
所以实在说来，我们也不能说这个人比那个人好。
Therefore, we really cannot say that this person is better than that person.
因为我们都是半斤八两。
Because we are all about the same.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样呢？
Dear brothers, sisters, is that so?
凡亚当所是的，就是我们所是的。
What Adam was, we are.
你没有办法脱出这个亚当。
You cannot escape from being Adam.
这是圣经里头那个元首。的原则
and this is the principle of the so-called federal head in the Bible
因为在神的眼中看来亚当是第一个人
because in the eyes of God Adam is the first man
同时我们也看见说基督那是第二个人
in the meantime we see that Christ is the second man
不但亚当他所是的就是我们所是的
not only what Adam was we are
亚当一切所做的就是我们所做的
whatever he did is what we do
亚当在伊甸园里面
Adam was in the garden of Eden
他吃了这个分别善恶树的果子
he ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil
他违背了神的命令
he violated the command of God
因为他一次的罪行
because he sinned once
我们都死了
We are all dead.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
亚当所做的就是我们所做的
What Adam did is what we do.
因为什么呢
Why?
因为我们在亚当里面
Because we are in Adam.
希伯来第七章里面
Hebrews chapter 7.
我们可以把它看一看
Yeah, we can take a look at it.
希伯来第七章
Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来第七章讲到亚伯拉罕和麦基洗德的事情。
And Hebrews chapter 7 talks about Abraham and Melchizedek.
当亚伯拉罕打了胜仗回来的时候。
When Abraham won the victory of the battle.
麦基洗德来迎接他。
Melchizedek came out to meet him.
麦基洗德是永生神的祭司。
Melchizedek is the priest of the Most High God.
他就祝福亚伯拉罕。
And he blessed Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就把十分之一给了麦基洗德。
So Abraham offered one tenth to Melchizedek.
第九节。
Verse 9.
并且可说那受十分之一的利未也是借着亚伯拉罕拿了十分之一。
And so to speak, through Abraham, Levi also, who received tithes.
因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利未已经在他先祖的身中。
For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
我们知道，在以色列人的中间呢，利未这个支派是分别出来来侍奉神的。
We know that among Israel, Levi was a tribe separated to serve God.
当然今天我们不能再回到那个里面去。
Of course, today we cannot go back to that tradition.
因为神的救恩已经把我们所有的人都成为祭司。
Because the salvation of God has caused all of us to be priests.
彼得前书告诉我们说，我们都是君尊的祭司。
And the first Peter tells us that we are the kingly priest.
不是十二个支派中只有一个支派来侍奉神。
It's not just one tribe out of 12 serving God.
这一个是神应接的那个办法。
Because that was the momentary policy of God.
Yeah, emergency.
Emergency policy.
神原来的意思要所有以色列的百姓都成为一个祭司的国度。
God's original intention is for all Israel to be a nation of priests.
今天主的救恩就是把我们带到神当初的心愿里去。
Today, the salvation of God brings us back to His original intent.
所以我们所有的弟兄姊妹，蒙恩得救的人都是祭司。
Therefore, all of us, brothers and sisters, we are saved by grace. We are the priests of God.
祭司就是侍奉神。
The priest is to serve God.
你可以带着副业。
You can have your second job.
Avocation.
Avocation.
但是你的正业 vocation 乃是侍奉神。
But your vocation, your primary job, is to serve God.
不过呢，在旧约的时候。
But in the Old Testament time,
因为利未人他地上没有产业。
Because the Levites have no property on earth.
神是他们的产业。
God is their inheritance.
所以以色列人又把十分之一分别出来给利未人。
So the Israelites separate out one tenth for Levites.
但是圣经给我们看见。
But the Bible shows us.
亚伯拉罕他把十分之一给麦基洗德。
Abraham offered one tenth to Melchizedek.
所以那一个接受十分之一的利未，在亚伯拉罕的身体里面也向麦基洗德献上十分之一。
So this Levi who is supposed to get one tenth also in Abraham offer up one tenth to Melchizedek.
我不知道弟兄姊妹跟得上跟不上呢。
I don't know whether this is clear.
因为当亚伯拉罕把十分之一给麦基洗德的时候。
Because when Abraham offered up one tenth to Melchizedek.
圣经说利未已经在亚伯拉罕的身体里头了。
The Bible tells us the Levi is already in the loin of Abraham.
因为我们知道利未乃是从亚伯拉罕出来的。
Because we know that Levi came out from Abraham.
虽然隔了好几代。
Although that was several generations later.
但是呢，神说已经在亚伯拉罕的身体里头了。
But God says Levi is already in the body of Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕献十分之一的时候。
So therefore, when Abraham offered up one tenth.
就是利未献上十分之一。
Levi offered up one tenth.
这个是圣经里头那个代表。
And this is the principle of representation.
圣经里头有元首的原则。
The Bible, there is the principle of federal head.
我们已经提过了。
We already mentioned.
在这里给我们看见圣经里有代表的原则。
Here we see there is the principle of representation.
亚伯拉罕所做的就是利未所做的。
What Abraham did is what Levi did later.
为什么我们这一班生在亚当里的人生下来就是罪人呢？
Why we who were born from Adam, we were born a sinner.
亚当是因着犯罪而做罪人的。
Adam was a sinner because he sinned.
他没有犯罪的时候他不是罪人。
Before he sinned, he was not a sinner.
他也不是一个圣人。
He was not a saint either.
他是一个 neutral man, 他是一个综合的人。
He was a neutral man.
但是他一犯罪就成了罪人了。
But Adam sinned, and he became a sinner.
但是你与我呢？
But you and I,
我们生下来就是罪人。
We were born a sinner.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们犯罪。
Because we were sinners, therefore we sin.
这一个是亚当不同的地方。
And this is the difference between us and Adam.
那么我们在那里要说了。
And then we want to ask.
那亚当他在那里犯罪。
When Adam sinned.
为什么我们就成了罪人呢？
Why I am a sinner.
因为我们已经在亚当里头了。
Because we were in Adam.
虽然我们离开亚当也不知道隔了多少代。
Although we were so many generations from Adam.
我在中国的时候我认识一个弟兄。
When I was in China, I knew of a brother.
他是这个我们中国人总是讲到这个周文王啊。
We Chinese always talk about this emperor which was many thousands of years ago.
他有一百个儿子了。
And that emperor had 100 sons.
他把这一百个儿子啊，就分在中国各处的地方。
He spread out these, distribute these 100 sons into various places.
这一个就是我们，这个就是我们今天中国人的不加姓了。
And this was the 100 names, surnames of Chinese.
我碰到一个弟兄啊，他是第一不代。
I knew of a brother who was the 100th generation at that time.
我们今天都是从亚当传下来的。
So we today, we all are from Adam.
当亚当在那里犯罪的时候
，When Adam sinned,
你与我在他的身体里头犯了罪。
You and I in his body, we also sinned.
他所做的就是代表我们所做的。
What he did represented what we do.
所以我们生下来就已经是罪人。
Therefore, when we were born.We were sinners.
我们看看罗马第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
这是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何妨神的恩典？那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍地临到众人吗？
But shall not the act of favor be as the offense? For if by the offense of one the many have died, much rather has the grace of God and the free gift in grace, which is by the one man Jesus Christ, abounded unto many.
这就说，若因一人的过犯，众人都死了。
And it says, if by the offense of one many have died.
因着亚当一个人的过犯
Because the offense of Adam himself
我们都死了
We are all dead
我们的灵都死了
Our spirits are all dead
所以今天一个生在亚当一生下来的人他的灵是死的
Therefore today one born of Adam his spirit is dead
他可以是世界上一个天才
He can be a genius in this world
他能明白天文地理
He can understand astronomy and geography
但是他不能认识神
But he cannot know God
因为他的灵是死的
Because his spirit is dead
他是一个天然的人
He is a natural man
因着一个人的过犯众人都死了
Because the offense of one many have died
第十六节
But verse 16.
因一个人犯罪就定罪。
And shall not, as by one that has sinned, be the gift for the judgment of one to condemn.
因着亚当一个人犯罪的缘故。
Because Adam sinned.
我们都被定罪了。
We were all condemned.
我们今天都在神审判定罪的底下。
We are all under the judgment and the condemnation of God.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
若因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王。
For if by the offense of the one death reigned by the one，
今天世界上的人虽然活在地上，但是死是在我们身上作王。
But today the people of the world, although they live in the world, but death reigns in their lives.
我们再看第十九
，verse 19。
十八节
I'm sorry, verse 18.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪。
So by one offense towards all men to condemnation.
十九节
Verse 19.
因一人的不孽，众人等成为罪人。
By the disobedience of the one man, the many have been constituted sinners.
所以你在这里看见说，因着亚当他犯了罪。
Therefore, we see that because Adam sinned,
我们都被定罪了。
Now we were all condemned.
我们都死了。
We are all dead.
这个是代表的原则。
And this is the principle of representation.
在这里同时你也看见还有一个原则。
Here we see another principle.
其实都是连在一起的。
They are all connected.
就是一人与众人的原则。
This is the principle of one man and many.
你在这里看见一人众人一人众人。
Here we see one man and many, one man and many.
这个一人他说是的，就是众人是的。
And here we see that one is that many are.
一人所做的就是众人所做的。
And、that one man did, but many men also do.
因为亚当是一个元首。
Because Adam is a head.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们知道不知道
？Do we understand？
我们没有信主的时候，我们是在亚当里。
That before we believe in the Lord, we were in Adam.
当我们信主的时候
，But When we believe in the Lord,
你为什么
Why do you believe in the Lord?
你信主，或者是因为你觉得你的罪很重。
Maybe when you believe in the Lord, you think your sin is too heavy.
圣灵打动你的良心。
And the Holy Spirit touched your conscience.
叫你看见你自己的罪。
For you to see your own sin.
看见罪的可恶。
To see the sinfulness of sin.
看见罪的可怕。
To see the dreadfulness of sin.
或者你在那里看见罪的结果。
And all you see the fruit of sin.
乃是死。
Which is death.
很多人是怕死。
And many people are afraid of death.
并且知道死后还有审判。
And also know that there is judgment after death.
不会一死了事的。
And it's just not something there's no consequence.
不是那么方便的。
It's not that easy.
因着这些的缘故。
For these reasons.
你就悔改，信靠主耶稣基督。
You repent, you come to Jesus as your Savior.
或者你感觉你这个人没有意义。
Or you think that there's no meaning in your life.
没有公义。
Oh, I'm sorry. There's you as a person does not have righteousness.
所以你就要来接受主耶稣做你的公义。
Therefore, you want to receive Jesus as your righteousness.
但是弟兄姊妹，有没有一个人他信主耶稣，因为他感觉他是在亚当里呢？
But dear brothers and sisters, is there anyone who believe in Lord Jesus because he think he is in Adam?
我想如果你信主因为你看见你在亚当里的话，那你这个得救是个厉害的得救了。
I think if you, when you believe in the Lord, it is because you know that you are in Adam, then your turnaround is a very tremendous one.
这样你对于救恩的领会不是皮毛的，乃是彻底的。
Then your understanding of salvation is not superficial, but thorough.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的需要是脱离亚当
What we need is to be separated from Adam
我们这些人都是在亚当里面
We are all in Adam
如果你在亚当里你就没有办法
If you are in Adam there's no way out
你可以想法子改良改良你自己
You can try to improve yourself.
你可以用教育的方法来教育教育。
You can educate yourself.
你可以来改进改进。
You can improve yourself.
你可以来修行修行。
And you can do some good deeds.
你可以用各种各样的方法盼望能改良你自己。
You can use various ways try to correct improve yourself.
但是凡是你所做的都是皮毛的。
But whatever you do, that's only superficial.
不过在外面装饰品，装饰而已。
It is only a decoration.
你这个里面 原求原求不变。
But inside of you, it's still not changed.
好像圣经说原味不变一样。
And as the Bible said, your original smell remains.
你出来的良善也是亚当的味道。
And even the goodness out of you, it has the smell of Adam.
你出来的修行也是亚当的味道。
And your good deeds has the smell of Adam.
当然，你出来的犯罪也是亚当的味道。
Of course, when you sin, there's the smell of Adam.
你出来的侍奉神也是亚当的味道。
And even when you serve the Lord, that has the smell of Adam.
你总是脱不出亚当。
And you cannot get away from him.
哎呀，保罗在那里说过，真是苦啊。
And Paul said, Wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离这去世的身体呢？
Who can save me from this body of death?
你知道保罗在罗马第七章二十四节说这句话。
Paul said in Romans chapter 7 verse 24.
也是有一个历史的背景的。
It has a historical content.
不但也是保罗自己的经历。
And this is not only the experience of Paul.
并且这个经历还有一个历史上的一个背景。
And this experience also has a historical background.
听说在罗马的时期。
And it was said in the Roman time.
他们有一种的刑罚。
And they have a punishment.
如果一个人谋杀了另外一个人。
If one committed murder.
他们就怎么办呢？
And what did they do?
就把这一个杀人的和被杀的人
They bind this murderer and the one that he murdered.
把这个尸体啊和这个谋杀人的人绑在一起。
These two bind the murderer and the one murdered together.
面对面
face to face,
脚对脚
and feet to feet,
眼对眼
Eyes to eyes,
口对口
mouth to mouth,
就把这个尸体啊和这个人绑在一起。
So this corpse was put together with this man's body.
让这个尸体的无化的毒慢慢的进到那个活人的里面。
So the corruption and the poisoning of this dead body gradually would enter the body of this murderer.
只等到这个人也死了。
Until the day that this murderer also died.
保罗他在那里说这句话的时候。
When Paul said this.
他就说我真是苦啊。
Paul said, wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离绑在我身上的这个去世的身体。
And who can save me from this dead body which is bound to me?
而这个绑在他身上的那个尸体不是别的就是他自己。
And this dead body that's bound to himself is none other than He himself.
就是在亚当里的他的自己。
It is the he himself in Adam.
他绑在一起，他没有办法能脱离。
He was bound to that dead body. He could not separate from him.
这一个死的那一个毒啊，不断的在那里叫他死。
So the poison of the dead continually caused him to die.
他说我要做的我不能做。
He said, what I want to do, I cannot.
我不要做的我偏偏去做。
I do not want what I do not want, I have to.
我没有办法。
I have no way out.
谁能救我脱离亚当？
Who can save me from Adam?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在我们的里面有没有这个呼喊的声音？
In us, is there such a cry?
谁能救我脱离亚当？
Who can save me from Adam?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你在亚当里，你毫无救恩。
If you are still in Adam, there's no salvation for you.
没有救法。
There's no way to be saved.
有一天你在亚当里，有一天你要说，我真是苦啊。
And one day you are in Adam, that day you will say, wretched am I.
今天我们的需要是脱离亚当。
Today what we need is to be separated from Adam.
我们怎么能从亚当里头出来？
How can we come out from Adam?
这一个是我们最大的需要。
And this is what we need.
我们怎么进到亚当里头去的？
And how did we enter into Adam?
我们进到亚当里是藉着生。
We were born into Adam.
不是我们加入亚当。
It is not that we join Adam.
如果你知道亚当是怎么一回事，我想你不愿意加入的。
And I think if you know who Adam is, you do not really want to join him.
我们是生在里头的。
But we were born into it.
我们没有拣选。
And we have no choice.
我们没有办法。
And there's no way.
我们生下来就生在亚当里面。
When we were born, we born as an Adam.
那么怎样我们能脱离亚当呢？
And how can we be separated from him?
如果我们是生入的。
If we were born into.
那么我们死出了。
And we have to be dead and come out.
只有一个办法能从亚当里出来的。
There's only one way to come out from Adam.
那个就是我们死了。
That is that we die.
如果我们死了，我们就像亚当死了。
If we die, we die to Adam.
所以你在这里看见说，死是脱离亚当唯一的办法。
So here we see, death is the only way to be separated. From Adam.
但是你我死不得。
But you and I cannot die.
如果我们死了，就是死了。
And if we are die, we are indeed dead.
所以在这里，你看见一生奇妙的救恩。
But here we see the wonderful salvation of God.
有的时候，我心里在那里想。
Sometimes I think in my heart.
为什么神这样做
？Why God does it this way?
一个人犯了罪。
One man.
就叫我也定罪了。
And that condemned me.
我又没有吃分别善恶树的果子。
I did not eat of the fruit of that tree.
为什么我也要死呢？
And why I should die?
这个不公平。
And this is not fair.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我今天感谢赞美神。
But I thank and praise God.
因为这个原则乃是救恩的道路。
But that, because that principle is the way to salvation.
如果没有这样的原则，我这个人完了。
If there's no such principle, I am no hope.
我犯罪，
I sin,
我就沉沦了。
And I fall.
但是感谢赞美神。
But I thank and praise God.
神把所有的人都放在亚当里头。
God has put all men in Adam.
等到第二个人来的时候。
But when the second man comes.
他不但是第二个人。
He's not only the second man.
圣经说主耶稣基督是第二个人。
The Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ is the second man.
同时他也是末后的亚当。
And he is the last Adam.
这是奇妙的事情。
And this is a wonderful thing.
他是第二个人。
He is the second man.
他也是末后的亚当。
And he's the last Adam.
我们中国人说我们的祖宗乃是皇帝。
And we Chinese said our ancestor is the Emperor Yellow.
所以我们都是黄脸的。
So we all yellow.
我们都称我们自己是皇帝的子孙。
We call ourselves the ancestors. We call ourselves the descendants of this emperor.
那你记得在中国的神话里面
？We know the Chinese mythology.
有一次皇帝与蚩尤战争。
Once this was having a battle with his enemy.
那个时候有大雾在那里。
And there was a thick fog.
那个就是发明这个指南针的时候了。
And that's the time this a compass was invented.
那个时候皇帝他打了胜仗。
And that time the emperor won the victory.
那假如说那一次征战的时候。
Now if in that battle.
蚩尤把皇帝杀死了。
Now this enemy killed the emperor.
那么弟兄姊妹，我要请问你，我们中国人，你今天会不会在这里呢
？And then, brother and sister, I want to ask you, would you be here today?
如果皇帝死了，就没有皇帝的后裔了。
Now if the emperor is dead, then the emperor's descendants are no more.
所以你就看见说，幸亏皇帝打了胜仗了。
So we are happy that this emperor won the battle.
所以今天还有这些皇帝的后裔。
So today we have these descendants of the emperor.
我们的主耶稣是末后的亚当。
Our Lord Jesus last Adam.
什么叫做末后的亚当呢
？What does it mean by the last Adam?
比方说，我姓姜。
For example, my last name is Kang.
如果今天我是姜家的末后的一个子孙了
，If I am the last one in the Kang family，
那么如果我死了
，If I die，
这个姜家就没有了
，And this Kang family is no more。
今天在大陆里面呢。
In the mainland China.
我们知道人死了之后啊。
We know that after a man dies.
在墓碑的上面就刻字了。
And on the tomb, there are words imprinted.
如果这个人已经死了，他这个字是合适。
If this man is already dead, then this name is carved and painted in black.
如果这个人还没有死，先替他预备一个墓的话，他这个字就是红字。
If this tomb is prepared for someone, but that someone is not dead yet, then this is printed red.
如果这个家这个姓啊还有人活着的话，那么这个姓啊还是红字。
But if in the family.There is still, according to the surname, there's still somebody living, then his family name or surname is painted red.
如果这一个姓啊，这一家人没有人了，那么连这个姓啊也是合字了。
Now, if in the whole family there's no one left, then this even the surname is painted black.
那么你在这里看见说，基督是末后的亚当。
So here you see that God, the last Adam.
当基督死的时候，亚当的族类就了结了。
When Christ died, the Adam's race is all over.
亚当就没有后代了。
Then Adam has no descendants anymore.
以后就没有再亚当。
Adam.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你在这里看见神奇妙的救恩。
So here you see this amazing salvation.
在亚当里众人都死了。
In Adam, all men died.
但是在基督里众人都要复活。
But in will be resurrected.
我们的主乃是第二个人。
Our Lord is the second man.
他不但是第二个人，他也是最末后的亚当。
He's not only the second man, he's also the last Adam.
当他去十字架上的时候，
When he went to Calvary,
他就把所有在亚当里的人都带到十字架上去。
He brought everybody in Adam onto the cross.
当他死在十字架上的时候，
When he died on the cross,
亚当的种类就结束了。
The Adam's race is over.
所以在罗马第六章里面给我们看见。
So in Romans chapter 6 we see.
罗马六章六节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架
that our old man has been crucified with him
是罪身灭绝叫我们不再做罪的奴仆
that the body of sin might be annulled that we should no longer serve sin
这里的旧人就是指着亚当说的
and here the old man refers to Adam
这个旧人是单数的
and this old man is singular
是指着亚当说的。
It refers to Adam.
不管是你是我
No matter whether you or I.
我们都在这个旧人的里面。
We are all in this old man.
我们都在亚当的里面。
We are all in Adam.
所以我们的旧人
Therefore our old man.
当主钉十字架的时候
The Lord was crucified.
我们的旧人
Our old man.
就是亚当
Which is Adam.
已经与他同钉十字架了
has been crucified with him
因为他是末后的亚当
because he is the last Adam
那么这样就叫罪身灭绝了
and therefore the dead body is no more
这一个犯罪的身体啊就失业了
and this sinful body is out of job
叫我们不再做
so no longer are the bound men of sin
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
感谢赞美神这一个一人与众人的原则。
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank and praise God. This is the principle of one and many.
这一个就是代表的原则。
And this is the principle of representation.
这个就是元首的原则。
And this is the principle of head.
神的面前，这个原则就实行了。
And before God, this principle is realized.
所以当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候，
Therefore, when our Lord Jesus died on the cross,
我们都死了。
We all died.
亚当死了。
Adam died.
在亚当里的都死了。
And all in Adam are dead.
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，
When our Lord Jesus rise from the dead,
我们在基督里都复活了。
And we are all risen in Christ.
我们今天是在第二个人的里面。
Today we are in the second man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以在 彼得前书第一章第三节说
Therefore in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3
我们今天得救得重生是因着基督耶稣从死里复活
We today we can be saved we have a new birth it is because Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead
他的死就是我们的死
His death is our death
把结束了
It concluded Adam.
他的复活就是我们的复活。
His resurrection is our resurrection.
叫我们能进到第二个人里面去。
So that we can enter into the second man.
当我们信主耶稣的时候。
When we believe in Lord Jesus.
不但他复活的生命进到我们里面来。
Not only his resurrection life comes into us.
神就把我们放在基督里面去。
And God put us in Christ.
死叫我们脱离亚当。
Death caused us to separate from Adam.
复活叫我们进到基督里面去。
The resurrection causes us to enter Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天在基督里。
Today we are in Christ.
不是因为你做了什么事。
It is not because you have done something.
不是因为你积了够多的功德。
Not because you have done something good, many.
叫你能进到基督里面去。
That you can enter into Christ.
也不是因为你多坏。
It's not because you're bad.
所以你不能进到基督里面去。
Therefore, you cannot enter Christ.
你们的在基督里是本于神。
It is of God that you are in Christ.
是神的恩典，是神的怜悯。
It is the grace of God and His mercy.
是基督耶稣基督的拯救。
It is the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们升到基督里面去。
He has raised us.And born us into Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个是救恩
And this is salvation.
救恩是把我们从一个地方搬到另外一个地方
Salvation is to move us from one place to another.
从亚当里
From Adam.
跑出来
Out of Adam.
进到基督里面去
And into Christ.
所以救恩是一个地位的改变
So salvation is a change of position.
不光是在现象上，有一点变化。
It is not only we see the outside appearances.
乃是在基本上。
But it's in the fundamental.
在我们的地位地方上。
And in our position.
已经起了一个极大的改变。
And there has been a great change.
就像圣经所说的。
Just as the Bible says.
神把我们从黑暗的权势底下拯救出来。
God has saved us out of the power of darkness
把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面
and has translated us into the kingdom of his beloved son
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
今天你是在亚当里呢或者你在基督里
Today are you in Adam or are you in Christ
如果你在亚当里你毫无办法
If you are in AdamYou are totally not able.
你没有盼望。
You have no hope.
无论你怎么努力。
No matter how hard you try.
你没有办法脱离这个亚当。
There's no way to come out of Adam.
在亚当里众人都死了。
And in Adam, everyone is died.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你所有的盼望都是在基督里头。
All your hope is in Christ.
所以今天的问题在这里。
So this is where the question is today.
你在亚当里呢或者你在基督里
Are you in Adam or are you in Christ?
如果你在亚当里
If you are in Adam
你就不能在基督里
You cannot be in Christ
如果你在基督里
If you are in Christ
你就不会在亚当里
And you will not be in Adam
生命和死亡没有交通
The life and death has no fellowship
光与暗没有相交
And the light and darkness have no fellowship
按照真理来说
According to the truth
我们昨天已经说过什么叫做真理呢
We said yesterday what is the truth
真理就是神在基督里为我们做成的
The truth is what God has done for us in Christ
所以就做真理来说
So according to truth
一个信主的人
One who believes in Jesus Christ
神已经把他从亚当里撕出来叫他生入基督里面去。
God has caused him to die in Adam and come out of Adam and born into Christ.
若有人在基督里
If anyone is in Christ,
那里就是一个新的创造。
He is a new creation.
There is a new creation.
There is a new creation.
一个人如果在基督里的话，
And if he is in Christ,
那里就是一个新的创造。
There is a new creation.
就是已过。
And all things are past.
一切都变成新的。
Everything is new.
一切都是出于神。
Everything is of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天是在基督的里面。
Today we are in Christ.
在基督里就有一个新的创造。
In Christ, there is a new creation.
在基督里没有旧的东西。
In Christ, there's no old things.
亚当的性情。
And the Adam,
亚当的习惯，
Adam's habit,
亚当的行为，
Adam's behavior,
不管是好是坏，
no matter whether it's good or bad,
都过去了，
they are all past,
因为在基督里都是新的，
because in Christ everything is new,
都是出于神，
everything is of God,
就着真理来讲，
according to the truth,
这是绝对的，
and this is absolute.
真理是绝对的，
truth is absolute.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天的问题在哪里呢？
And what is our issue today?
就是我们的经历和真理配不上去。
It is our experience cannot match the truth.
经历我们也已经接受过了，
And we have already explained about experience.
经历也是圣灵今天在你里面把基督所做成的做到你里面去。
Experience is what the Holy Spirit does today in you.
What
God has already accomplished for you.
所以真理是相对的。
So experience is relative.
真理是绝对的。
The truth is absolute.
真理和经历应当是合一的。
The truth and the experience should be one.
如果不合一的话就有问题。
If they are not, then there's.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天就做我们的经历来讲。
Now, according to our experience today,
是不是有的时候在基督里，有的时候在亚当里呢？
Is it true that sometimes we feel we are in Christ and sometimes we feel we are in Adam?
也可能在亚当里的时候还比基督里头的时候还多一点。
Maybe you are more time in Adam and less time in Christ.
真理来说，这是不可能的。
But in truth.This is not possible.
你不在基督里，就在亚当里。
If you are not in Christ, you are in Adam.
你不在亚当里，就在基督里。
If you are not in Adam, you must be in Christ.
这是绝对的。
And this is absolute.
但是可怜我们在经历的里面。
But very pitiful.
We
in our own experience.
常常看见这两个合不起来。
We sometimes see that these two things don't match.
原因在哪里？
The reason is.
第一个原因。
Number one.
因为我们对于真理不够认识。
We do not have a clear understanding of the truth.
如果我们对于真理有够清楚的认识，
If we have an adequate clarity of our knowledge of the truth,
我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified, my old man has been crucified with Christ.
所以罗马第六章第十一节说，我就在基督里算自己像罪是死的。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 11 says that in Christ I count myself as dead to sin.
在基督里我算我自己像生是活着的。
In Christ I count myself as living to God.
你怎么能这样的计算呢？
And how can you count this way?
你的信心从哪里来的呢？
Now, where do you have that faith?
乃是你看见了绝对的真理。
Because you have seen that absolute truth.
你看见了基督在十字架所成功的工作。
And if you see what Christ has accomplished, the work on the cross,
你看见基督已经把你带到十字架去了。
And if you see that Christ has brought you onto the cross,
既然如此，
And now that's the case,
你就能计算说，感谢神，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Now you can count.Thank God that I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now living, I.
那是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
我如今在肉身活着。
And today I live in my flesh.
是因神儿子的信而活。
It's by the faith of the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loves me and gave himself for
me. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要对真理有更深的认识。
We need to have a deeper understanding of the truth.
用信心来接受这个真理。
By faith, we grasp that truth.
真理叫我们得着自由。
Truth shall set us free.
第二个原因。
Number two.
我们不够顺服圣灵的引导。
We are not obedient enough to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要把基督所做成的做在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit wants to do in us what Christ has already done.
但是很多的时候我们不顺服。
But oftentimes we are not willing to obey.
因为不顺服的缘故，我们就不能经历在基督里的丰富。
Because we are not obedient, therefore we cannot experience the riches in Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天需要用信心站在基督的里面。
So today, what we need is by faith we stand in Christ.
什么时候你不住在基督里的话？
So anytime you do not dwell in Christ,
在经历上你就落在亚当里面去。
Now in your experience, you fall into Adam.
难怪那些旧事都重演了。
No wonder these old things become active again.
在基督里旧事已过。
But in Christ, all these old things are over.
一切都变成新的。
Everything is new.
所以求主开启我们的心眼。
So may the Lord open the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们看见说，神已经把我们放在基督里。
So that we really see that God has put us in Christ.
我们要活在基督的里面。
And we have to live.In Christ.
像我们弟兄王叔所说的，基督就要活在我们里面。
And then, as our brother already said in the evening, Christ shall live in us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Our God, we really thank you and praise you.
因为你做了大事。
Because you have done great work.
你的拯救是何等的彻底。
Your thorough.
你把我们从亚当里拯救出来。
You have saved us from Adam.
叫我们今天能在基督的里面。
So that we can be in Christ today.
这是何等的地位。
And what a position we have.
这是何等的恩典。
And what grace.
我们今天能脱离亚当。
That today we can be separated from
Adam. 脱离亚当一切的性情。
And we can separate from all his nature.
脱离亚当一切的行为。
And from all his works.
我们今天能接受基督。
That we can receive Christ today.
接受基督的生命。
We can receive his life.
接受他的性情。
Receive his nature.
接受他的工作。
Receive his works.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
把荣耀都归给你。
All glory to you.
奉主耶稣
Name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.